Yes, well, that was Vanessa Carlton, and the song was, of course, the Rolling Stones' Painted Black. And I have got Anne and Marion in studio. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And the reason we played Painted Black is because Anne and Marion have been involved in a project in Fairview up to two Saturdays ago, I think. That's because that's where I met them. And I'd spoken to them prior to that Saturday, because they were working on what I consider, and correct me if I'm wrong, a Dublin City Council utility box on the island opposite Fairview Park at Edges.
That's right.
And they were painting the box. And I'm not saying they painted it black or they painted it red, but they painted the pictures on it. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. We painted the things that were relevant to Fairview area.
Yeah.
So we have, it's very colourful, lots of greens and reds and blues.
Yeah.
And we painted three of those boxes in around the Fairview area. So okay. There's the one in the island there.
That was the final one?
That was the final one.
Okay, now, that's Anne. Anne has just been speaking. Marion?
Yep.
I noticed first the first box down at the corner of Malahide Road and Fairview. And it struck me immediately because it's a picture of a vampire. It could be Dracula. It is Dracula, and
it is.
I'm saying to myself when I saw, what in the name of God is going on here?
Yeah.
And it struck me immediately also that it's relevant. This particular box is also very relevant because Bram Stoker lived the Crescent in Fairview for a number of years, and there's also a cafe called the Bram Stoker around the corner. And then the third one, if you'd like to mention it, the one beside St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's, yeah. It's just outside the school of St. Joseph's, just under the bridge, the metal bridge.
Yeah.
And we painted that one. And I suppose the idea that we came up with was because it was outside the school.
Yeah.
What came to mind, the first thing was The Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd just do a little bit of a fun piece on that so that it would appeal maybe to the children in the school, to the teachers in the school, and to the community in general.
Yeah. And on the edge of the box, I see there are illustrations, pictures of books.
That's right,
Books binds,
books,
right?
Book binding, and we thought then we'd include people, writers from the area, and then it developed into writers, the Irish writers.
Yeah. And tell me, Anne, the one at on the island, I'm just looking at photographs because the ladies have brought in photographs. There's one of a... There's one depicting children, and I know that it's Fairview Park, and I can see the Lewis in the background.
That's right.
But there's also a lion's head in this one.
Why
is there a lion's head in it?
There was a story in Fairview, and there was a film made lately about this whole story about a lioness. That there was a man in Fairview, and he had training a lioness, and seemingly it happened in the 50s and the lion escaped. So there was a film made and it's called
Fortune's Wheel by Bill Whelan.
Yeah. And so we just kind of, somebody mentioned, well, you know, the women are there talking to one another in the picture, but we put a lioness head on top of one of them.
Okay.
It was just a bit of fun again, kind of get people's attention. And
okay, well, you're both involved in an arts group, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been doing this for quite some time, this in the arts group. No, I'm not saying you've been painting these boxes for a while, because this is only a recent development. But you've both been involved in the same arts group.
The art group in the Carlton Hall in Chilmartin Avenue in Marino.
So you're both local ladies.
Yes, and Martina Leddy is our art teacher.
Yeah.
And well done to Martina, who spent a lot of time and a lot of her free time helping us with the boxes.
Yeah.
So there's about 10 of us in the class in the evening, and we go there every week, and Martina teaches us how to paint, and it's great for us all. We all enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact that the painting the boxes, two of them in particular, was quite time consuming, because the first time I met the group was when you were doing the one at St. Joseph's. I was actually on my way down to visit my mum in Ballybock, and that was around... oh, it could be about 10 past 11 on Saturday, because it's every Saturday.
That's right.
And when I was coming back an hour and a half later, you were still there. I'm saying, "Ooh, this is a big undertaking."
Yeah.
And the same thing applied to the one on the island, because I spoke to Martina. She was there that Saturday, and I did make contact. It was when I first really made contact about coming on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And Yet again, when I went back much later, still you were all there. Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, there were several hours. I don't know how many hours in total we spent, but there was a lot of hours put in by the group. Yeah. And we enjoyed every minute of it, I think.
Every second.
The amount of people that we met, the amount of positive reinforcement that we got for the colour and just the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really, for us, I think, a very worthwhile project.
Yeah, but would you, could I ask, did you complete each... to each project in a day? You didn't leave it and then come back, or did you?
Oh no, we had to leave it.
Yeah. We had to leave it actually,
cause just
it
to paint to dry.
Martina really put in a huge amount of time as well, because she was in the background when we were trying to get our inspiration.
Yeah.
And she had to kind of put some structure on it first.
Yes, of course.
So she really put a lot of time into it. And you know, the classes where we go to, sometimes we come in with an idea and she's able to kind of give us inspiration and encourage us and give us confidence sometimes to do the things. Because when we heard about the boxes first, actually it was quite daunting to cover these boxes, and we didn't feel we were capable of, but nothing is too much for Martina. And I'd say to anyone out there, if art is very good at giving people confidence to do things, and even loads of people say, I can't draw. Well, I couldn't draw either when I started class. So it's really good. You feel good when you've finished something.
Oh, of course.
And, recommend it for anyone.
Yeah, well, it's one thing, though, isn't it, really, to sit in a class with a group of people and paint within the confines of the class, but then to get out on the street where the public are there walking by and watching you all the time. Yeah. I'd imagine that can be a little bit daunting to start.
It can, but I suppose there's something about numbers as well, there's if you're in a group, safety numbers. That's what I was trying to think about, and it's wonderful to have people with you that and as I said, the reaction has been just amazing. I don't think we got any negative comment at all.
Great.
Which was wonderful for us, made us feel good, and that's what I'm saying, what Anne is saying, I think, as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think actually when we started as well, looking at through the boxes, we were saying, we'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, we'll go out before anyone is up, and we'll have them done. But actually, we didn't care, it was grand, and people kept coming up to us and, stuff.
And did the weather have play a factor in it? Was it always a dry day?
Nearly always, I think, we were very lucky. There's one or two days when the showers came, but we just abandoned ship and took refuge in the local cafes and things like that. And I must say, I have to say about Brahms, I know I'm not advertising here, but they were really good, and Javaholics came out and gave us tea, and Gaffney's Pub came out and gave us tea and biscuits. So there was a load of people that were really interested in the community and in just doing up.
Yeah. So it was a community initiative.
It was a community thing.
Great.
It's terrific.
Can I ask, just from the point of view of somebody who might dabble with paint and brush, what sort of paint did you use?
It's interesting. We just used ordinary paint.
Gloss paint.
Was the one of the questions we were wondering, like, what kind of paint can you use to so that it'll stay on? Yeah. And again, Martina says, just use the ordinary paint. So, just the ordinary paint.
And what do you normally use when you're in class?
Oils mainly,
So how did you find the transfer from oils to working with house paint and actually creating pictures with it? How did that work out?
There was really no major problem at all.
But it's a different
medium. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. This initiative came from through Dublin City Council, didn't
That's
it?
That's right.
And it has been rolled out across the south side of the city. There's a lot of this artwork on the south side, I believe. Three boxes have been completed in Fairview. Do you know if there are any more lined up? Or
I think there's four boxes.
Four boxes in Fairview, sorry, There's
two.
Two at Edges Corner.
Two. They're together.
Okay.
There's one in the North Strand as well. I'm not sure who did that. Yeah. So there's a box just at the college there.
Right.
The North, Merino College.
Merino College,
North Strand.
And
certainly on the south side.
Lined up for
Not that we are aware of anyway.
No,
we haven't been asked yet. I suppose we'll have to wait and see what reaction we get.
But there are more in the area. Have you done a scout and seen where there are more? So that you might.
Well, I suppose in Fairview, our commission was, I suppose, for the silver, the signal boxes, and they were the ones that we identified within the Fairview area. So whether there are more, I'm sure there are plenty more, but you know, maybe that's comes into another area or another region. But
The ones you've worked on are the only three in the
four
in that are Dublin City Council boxes, so to speak.
The silver ones are the Dublin City Council ones, and then I think the ESB have the green and
but you can't touch them because they haven't agreed to participate in the scheme. The idea behind all this, I believe, was to stop, to try and stop graffiti on the boxes, and it's successful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we think so. Yes, I think so.
We had one. We had one on the box outside the school. We had somebody making a comment or a. But anyway, what we managed to do was work around it, and we put in some extra letters, and we made different words.
It gave us inspiration,
and it gave us more inspiration. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They put down some word, and we just built a word around it, and we actually got inspiration to put other stuff in.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
So we used it.
Yeah, yeah.
So other members of the community, for example, you could say. We're actually involved to some extent.
To some extent, not to meet them.
They weren't using Expedia or
anything. No, not at all. No.
And so far, the boxes have remained graffiti free.
It's early days.
I was telling you again last Saturday, and I had a look, and there was no graffiti.
I don't expect there will be, actually. You know, I suppose some graffiti is good. They're trying to get a message across, but I think it's nice to have the community involved in it rather than somebody signaling what they want to communicate.
Art in the community. Okay, well, maybe next we'll see you ladies on scaffolding on the bridge itself.
Oh, how lovely.
The walkover bridge, and you'll be painting the whole thing.
Great idea.
It'll be wonderful.
Lovely, actually.
As long as you have a head for heights.
A sight for sore eyes, I think.
Okay, listen, anyway, thanks very much to both of you for taking the time to come this morning and talking about this. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of the work as we go along.
Yeah.
And perhaps Martina might consider inviting us to an exhibition of your work when it happens at some stage.
Yes.
We'll go along.
Great.
We actually have put up some art here in the Civic Centre.
Oh, right.
Some of people have exhibited little bits of art here. So
some of us has been... Well, they do do from time to time host exhibitions. And but I thought you were normally just people who live in the immediate Coolock area. I wasn't aware that some of the art comes from further
afield. Not too far away.